All right, here's a news story that I think brings up a really interesting question. A woman has married a train station.
Of course she has.
Whoa.
It's 2017. There's
Have you ever thought about it? Guidelines.
You can do whatever the heck you
want.
Different
train station. Yeah.
She has spent 36 years in love with it and says that they have sex mentally. Her name is Carol Santa Fe. She took the last name of the Santa Fe train station in California. She's now 45. She claims she's been in love with the train station since she was 9. She's a volunteer support worker from San Diego. She takes a 45-minute bus ride to the train station every day to spend time with the building, which she calls Daedra. Although the marriage is not legally binding, Carol states...
It isn't?
No.
Oh.
Surprised it's not in California.
Carol states it was the happiest day of their lives when they tied the knot.
Okay.
And they celebrated the one-year anniversary just recently of their wedding. Carol says she has sex with the building mentally and identifies herself as an objectum sexual.
Oh, God.
A person who is sexually attracted to inanimate objects and structures.
You know, we have so much open land.
George,
I'm not finished with the story.
So much open space.
Reserve judgment until he gets to the end of the story.
Why don't we round up a train woman, horse dude, guy who wants to breastfeed, and just put them on a nut farm out somewhere?
As I finish this beautiful love story, she says that she is in love with a building. And it has sparked a worldwide debate. I love when you just put the word worldwide in front of something to create importance. The debate is over whether this is sexuality, a fetish, a mental condition, or true love.
Bing, 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 bing.
Or true love.
I'll take C.
I'll take true
love.
I'll
take mental illness for 1,000.
And there's a picture of the
nuttier than all get out.
The happy couple?
She needs
help.
That's
a picture of the happy couple?
She doesn't need help. She found her true love.
She needs help.
That's the new hotness.
All right, so this is the question, the legitimate question that this beautiful love story brings up. Is it possible to fall in love with an inanimate object? Do you guys have something? George, maybe it's a putter. Gordon, maybe it's a typewriter. For me, maybe it's a bike. Do you have an inanimate object that you really love? Maybe you don't want to marry it, but is there something that you say to your friends and family all the time, I love this putter because it has significance, or I love this typewriter because it was the first one I had. Do you look at an inanimate object and ever think, wow, I really love that?
No.
Yes.
No, I mean, I think...
No.
You feel like... Yeah, they may have sentimental feelings
said
towards
that weird.
It. I did, but it's not. No, you don't love it. I could do without it. I sure as hell wouldn't want to marry it. Some ceremony and then take a spare bus ride 30 minutes every day to go see it.
All right, I'm not asking you to take the leap to marry this item, but for example, Old Blue, your beloved boat. Do you love that boat?
Blue?
Kind of.
See,
kind of.
You would make love to it.
But if it blew up today, I mean, I wouldn't be that sad about it and think there is any sort of like a human life or like one of my dogs or something like that. It's not even close.
Would you make love to Old Blue if you could?
Of course not.
I said if you could.
I'm not asking to marry this object or to make love to the object, but I am asking... Can you develop very strong feelings for an inanimate object to where if you lost it, maybe it's a home. A lot of people, you know.
Sure,
Or maybe it's a car or whatever it is.
Yes.
Isn't
it possible to, in a way, fall in love with an inanimate object?
Yes. Absolutely. Well, to a certain point, though.
Right.
But you don't think it can turn romantic, George?
No. And to where it just, where you're totally obsessed by it. Whether you want to marry it or buy 200 of them and fix them, then...
Wait. Why did you point to me when you said that last
then,
part?
I don't know. There's a line in there somewhere where you can cross or choose not to cross it.
Right. And that's why I've stated several times now, I'm not talking about marrying it or having sex with it. But I'm just talking about, can you develop a deep love for an object?
Yes.
And I think you can.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a... It's a different kind of... I don't know if it's love.
Well, what is love? What is love? Who sang that great
Howard
song?
Howard Jones.
Yeah.
I guess it's a form of love, but it's just, I don't know. It's hard to do that story on the heels of that wackiness, though. I just can't...
So how does she make sweet love to it?
Well, in the story, in the interview, the exclusive worldwide interview, she says that there is a private bit where the two walls meet. I go there to touch her.
Oh, wait, it's a gay marriage.
Yes. Daedra is the train station's name, which I do by leaning against her with my clothes on. Don't mark any of that. When I'm touching her, I feel as though it actually holds me and kisses me. So she's getting its reciprocal.
Huh.
She says, I do have sex with Daedra when I'm standing there. I'm having sex with her in my mind.
Mark all of that.
I especially like it when I hear the trains rev up their engines. It turns me on.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes she pulls a train on that building.
She says train station is the love of her life, despite being in a previous relationship with a man. So that's food for thought. Can you fall in love with an inanimate object? And that's dovetailed off of and with this beautiful love story between Daedra Santa Fe and Carol Santa Fe.
Beautiful at all.
A woman and a train station.
So
happy anniversary to the two of them.